From National Public Radio, I'm Korva Coleman, in this week for Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. Is it possible to know exactly who invented a form of art? Well, you wouldn't think so. Look at music. If you've ever taken a music history course, the survey probably started with something like the music we're hearing now, Gregorian chant. But nobody would claim that medieval monks invented music. It's just that their chants were among the first Western music written down on paper and then saved for posterity. The same goes for the visual arts. There's cave art as old as 30,000 years, but it would be hard to claim that its creators invented painting. But what about opera? It just may be an art form completely unto itself. It's not just music or storytelling. Opera is also stagecraft, poetry, and even philosophy, all rolled into one unique form of artistic expression. Could one person have invented opera? Technically, probably not, but there is a composer who sometimes gets credit for it, Claudio Monteverdi. Opera evolved amidst a community of Italian artists in the late 1500s, but nearly all of their earliest works have been lost, and the ones that are still around aren't very satisfying. What Monteverdi did was this. He created the first opera to both survive the centuries and stick in the repertory. The first work that exploited opera's uncanny ability to present the straightforward words of its characters and their anguished and chaotic emotions, both at the same time and with remarkable clarity and insight. That is, he wrote the first opera that actually worked, and it still works in today's opera houses. It's the one you're hearing now, and it's called Orfeo. On this edition of World of Opera, we'll hear Monteverdi's Orfeo, arguably the single work from which all other operas are descended, in a production featuring some of the world's finest performers of early music. The Concerto Palatino is led by conductor Stephen Stubbs, with tenor Jeremy Ovenden as Orfeo, and soprano Judith van Wanroij as Eurydice. It comes to us from the Netherlands Opera in Amsterdam.